Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome back to the Know Your Role Player Podcast. I'm your host, J215 forever, Folly Boy on IG, and on my IG page, you will find the Know Your Role Player Podcast, right? That is K-N-O-W-Y-A-R-O-L-E-P-L-A-Y-E-R underscore podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, all right? The best way you can listen to this app is by downloading the Anchor. All right, so you download the Anchor app, and whatever app that you listen to music or podcast on, specifically podcasts, because it's a podcast show, it'll send you right there, okay? Whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, and many, many more, you do that, it'll get you done. Okay, guys, welcome back. Today is April 5th. We are within 24 games of the NBA playoff and play-in games. For the first time ever, okay? Now, listen, it's Monday, and it's been a while since I did the NBA player ranking, so I wanted to make sure I get that back to you. Sometimes when I talk about the games, I think I can get a little redundant going over the scores. So we're going to kind of stay away from the scores and just have a little basketball conversation. As always, the NBA leaves up with a lot because so much has happened, all right? But let's just have a little fun. I want to talk about some power ranking teams. And jump into that. So number one right now is the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz are starting to run away with the Western Conference at 38-11. All right. They won their past nine games, giving them the third longest winning streak in the league. In January, Donovan Mitchell in that stretch has been averaging 28 points, 5.6 assists, with splits of 53% from the field goal line. Hold on. 53% from the field goal line, 51% from the free throw line. From the 3-point line, and 95% from the 3-point line. That's ridiculous. Rudy Gobert is averaging 15-17. Those are fine numbers for a solid big man. Those are terrible numbers for a guy that makes $200 million. I'm never letting that go. All right, call me whatever you want. Okay, so this week they have interesting games. They got Dallas, at Phoenix, Portland and Sacramento. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Dallas will probably be the hardest game on here. But I think they're going to, let's say, lose to Dallas. And they're going to beat Phoenix, beat Portland, and beat Sacramento. The way they play and the way their teams play with the health, they're going to run through the regular season. I think it's pretty clear that right now they're pulling away. They're trying to get the number one seed. And I don't know if too many teams are going to fight it. All right. Let's just go to number two, the Brooklyn Nets. All right, so as the Brooklyn Nets, they are 34-16. It's been a back and forth with Philadelphia over the best record. Kevin Durant has been out for officially 5 weeks. He hasn't played in a long time. And, you know, there's some stuff going on. Hey, he's fine. He's coming back. Steve Kerr said he's coming back soon, within a week. I think James Harden is back. He will be playing tonight. You know, with the Nets, it's going to really come down to coaching. And when I say that, is obviously these players are going to play well together. Let me take that back. I want to see how these players play well together as far as, you know, first, second, and third options, all right? But number two, when I say it comes down to coaching, this team had went from a ton of depth to not too much depth to back to a ton of depth again. And with the additions of LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin, they got bigs that can shoot. They got bigs that can pass. They got guys that can defend. They got Jeff Green. They got Nick Claxton. They got DeAndre Jordan. You know, they got Joe Harris. You know, they got a lot of different players that can offer different things. So it was very important for them to play the right guys. And I do think Steve Nash has always talked about defense this season as something he's not letting go. We'll see how they do defensively. Had some kind of slip-ups recently, lost to the Bulls the other night. And kind of pretty much got worked inside. I still think their interior presence defense is going to be average to below average, but they're going to score, and I think they're going to overwhelm teams with their scoring. But we'll see, and Durant's got to play and stay healthy, all right? So even before then, let's say Durant comes with about 17 games left. He doesn't play back-to-backs. He's got to show a healthy stretch before this playoffs, man. Because if you can't prove to me Durant is healthy, the Brooklyn Nets are not the threat that you think they are. All right? They're a threat in the regular season to win any game just because of Harden and Kyrie, but they're not winning a championship. All right? Number three, the Philadelphia 76ers at 34-16. For some reason, the Sixers get thumped by the Grizzlies, okay? So they're like the perfect team to match up against us. Joel Embiid did not play on the second night of a back-to-back. You know, it's kind of been a weird stretch for my man Benny Hanna, Ben Simmons, man. He started off the season slow. He had a hot stretch right before the All-Star game, and he's kind of going back to the cold stretch. And he kind of said some cryptic words. He said, there's a lot going on. And, you know, I'm going to say that might be health-related because it was a time where he didn't look as explosive. And, you know, it's kind of tough with him. He's such a phenomenal athlete. I think he's fine athletically. Again, y'all know me with Ben. It always harps on just not at shooting at all. That's a pretty sticking point with me. I do appreciate the player he is and understand what he brings to the table. But if we talk about projections and getting better, eliminating a big part of basketball and saying you're going to get better and be one of the best players in the league, that's just hard for me to believe. This week, the Sixers have the New York Knicks, New Orleans Pelicans, and LA Lakers. To me personally, it's important that they go 3-0. All right? The Knicks will be the hardest team, but they beat them without Embiid. Pelicans and Lakers. Pelicans have been playing really well. Lonzo has been playing out of his mind. He had 8 threes last night. We're going to get to that. And the Lakers are free-falling fast, all right? Number 4, the Phoenix Suns at 34-14, all right? Devin Booker's been playing a lot better. You know, this year's numbers are fine, but last year's numbers were definitely better. And Wednesday's against the Bulls, he had 45 points. The most he scored, putting up 48 points on March 30th since 2019. Then he followed up with a 32-point game. So he's about starting to get into a scoring bag. All right, and Phoenix is a contender, but to me, they're a matchup contender. They can beat teams, and I think they can struggle against certain teams. So this week, they got a pretty mixed bag of schedules. They got Houston, Utah, LA Clippers, and Washington. I think they're going to kill Houston. Utah, they might lose their game. Clippers been playing well. I think they might lose to the Clippers and Washington. So a 2-2 split, I think that's fine for them. And again, I'm going to say again, number 5, the Milwaukee Bucks, my dark horse team of the NBA playoffs, are 32-17. Now, I want to preface my dark horse with one thing. They've been trying to run this switching scheme a lot, and when they do it, they get killed because they're not good at it. And, you know, with a team like that, they should be switching. Drew Holiday recently got a $160 million extension. Big shout out to Drew. Show me the money. And that's important. It's important for a couple of reasons, because after signing Giannis, it's important for the organization to continue to commit to saying, hey, we're a small market team, but we're going to put those best players out for you, and we're going to make it happen. Drew Holiday, to me, is a guy that always performs better in the playoffs. You got a guy that can guard multiple positions. He can score. He can shoot. He's having a career high shooting 39% from the three-point line, 18 points a game. That's fine because they have two other guys that can get over 20 a game. So it's your third option. I love it. I love what he does for this team, and I still think they're going to be a real dark horse in the playoffs. Take from that what you want. Number 6, the LA Clippers at 33-19. We're not going to run through all these teams. I'll run through the top 10, and after that, I'll just give you a quick – I don't even know if I want to talk about – yeah, we'll see. The Clippers are 33-18. They're inconsistent. They beat Milwaukee the other night. Paul George has said he has a left toe injury where it's hard to him explode off the toe, and he plays flat, but he's been playing through it. He's been looking okay physically. They played the Lakers on Sunday and blew them out. Rondo made his debut. No crazy numbers, but Rondo did Rondo things. He pushed the pace. He found open shooters. And to me, the number one important and most important thing that Rondo does is he takes pressure as a playmaker off of Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, for a guy that doesn't talk much, has been very clear about one thing. He does not want to be the lead playmaker. Now, I don't think Rondo can be the lead playmaker because I don't know if he's going to get that many minutes. But in the playoffs, I do think you're going to see a lot more Rondo. Also, Clippers got a couple interesting things with... I'm a fan of Zubac, and I think Serge Ibaka is good versus certain matchups. Now, I think they might have told Serge Ibaka he was going to start, so I think that's might have been the reason why he signed there. But I think Zubac is the guy they need to play more. Again, there's plenty of minutes for both of these guys, all right? These are your two bigs. You know, Serge provides shooting, whereas Zubac can provide more defense, rebounding. It's a little bit of more of a toughness. Not to say that Serge Ibaka isn't tough, but when they get Ibaka back and Patrick Beverley, they're getting close to being a pretty, pretty good team. Also, Terrence Mann. So when they played the Sixers the other night, They beat the Sixers pretty handily. But this dude, Terrence Mann, is a stud. All right, you got a guard with good size that can shoot, drive, defend. I didn't know he was that good. He might be one of the rising role players of the league. So shout out to the Clippers, 33-19. This week they have Portland, Phoenix, Houston, and Detroit. I think they're going to beat Portland. I think they're going to lose to Phoenix. I think they're going to beat Houston and beat Detroit. Number seven, and this is my dark horse of the West. To me, the Chicago Bulls only won one game since trading for Nikola Vucevic, so we'll have to hold off on that. But the Denver Nuggets are 31-18, and they are my dark horse for the Western Conference, all right? Aaron Gordon has given major boosts. He can play 30 minutes a game. He can guard more athletic players. Michael Porter Jr. has been on fire. We need a little bit more consistency from Will Barton. And the bench is okay. Their bench will be fine. They got some guys off the bench. But they're starting five. They smoked the Sixers. And had a little bit of a close game versus the Magic, which should have been as close as they thought it was. But I'm all in on the Nuggets for the playoffs, man. This week they got Detroit, San Antonio Spurs, San Antonio Spurs, and Boston. 4-0, baby. I'm all in. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers, all right? Hang on to something because this boat is sinking fast, all right? Now, they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to fall into about their sixth seed. I don't know when LeBron is coming back. I don't know when Davis is coming back. Davis has two different injuries. He has a calf injury and Achilles tendonitis. First, it's about time I finally saw the Achilles tendonitis injury. Now, I don't know if that's a big injury, but it's something you got to be safe with. But the calf and the Achilles are next to each other, so I see why they're shutting it down. And like, yo, listen, we cannot push this guy past the limit and hurt this guy and just ruin our future. Okay, Andre Drummond, I think it was an okay debut. Andre Drummond will look a lot better when Anthony Davis and LeBron James suit up. That's going to be a while. Also, there's reports that Marc Gasol was hurt. That Andre Drummond came, he said, tough. Listen, without being a complete jerk, I do understand that. And I do believe he came here. He told he was going to start. With that being said, he's been terrible. Now, he played okay versus the Clippers. He hit a couple of threes. He's been terrible this season. He looks slow. He looks fat. He looks lazy. Other than some solid passing, three-point shot has not been there. He's not been good. So I understand what he's saying, but context matters. All right? Now, again, he, as far as our IQ and what they need, Frank Vogel has been very clear that they'll play all three centers in the playoffs, so we'll see what they do with that. This week, they got Toronto, Miami, and Brooklyn. I'm going to say they're going to be Toronto because Toronto's got a lot of injuries. Van Fleet and Kyle Lowry's both kind of banged up. They're losing to Miami and Brooklyn. No doubt about that. So they have to beat Toronto. They have to, all right? Number nine, the Portland Trailblazers are 30-19. CJ McCollum's back has been playing well. Yusuf Nurkic, I think, is the... Well, how do you say this? The dark hole on the team. I don't think he's good. And I don't think he's been good for a while. But I remember when he was good, and I think they remember that too. Now, for a long time, we talked about the Blazers and what they needed with those key three and four pieces. Now, I tell you, yo, they got Norman Powell and Robert Covington. After a very slow start, Robert Covington has been playing great. Norman Powell's a really solid player, all right? So if I tell you that they get those two guys... They won 5 out of 6, beat the Thunder by 48. They've been playing a lot better. I think they could use another shooting big, but I just wish defensively they had a defensive stud center. That would, to me, then they could shoot up. Now, they could never get Bam Adebayo, but a Bam Adebayo type player. All right, and again, I don't know how you get that player, but I don't think Nurkic is good. Again, he's coming off a lot of injuries, very rusty. We'll give him some time. I'm not a fan. This week they have the LA Clippers, Utah, Detroit, and Miami. I think they lose to the Clippers. I think they can beat Utah. And they're going to beat Detroit and Miami. All right. Number 10, the Dallas Mavericks at 27-21. Mavericks have been 4-1 on their longest road trip of the season. Luka and Kristaps has been playing great. They've won 18 out of their past 25 games. With the fourth best winning percentage in that span. All right. To push them to 6 games over 500. Now, a really important development for the Mavericks is Jalen Brunson, who's been developing one of the league's best backup point guards. product of Villanova. Shout outs to the V. 13.7 points a game, 4.1 assists, 64.2 true shooting percentage. And more importantly, other than Luka, a guy that can create his own shot enough and can move the offense when Luka's not playing and can just do something. The Josh Richardson trade is just bad. All right, Seth Curry is a better player than Josh Richardson. His offense is bad. I don't know. It might come back at a certain point. Defensively, he's fine, but I don't think they're happy with what they got with Josh Richardson. Miami Heat are 24-26, okay? They're the most streaky team in the league. They look great sometimes. They stink some other times. Victor Oladipo has gotten off to a slow start, only been 5 of 21 in his first two games for Miami. We'll see. I think Tyler Johnson might have been hurt. Listen, I could be wrong, but I saw somewhere that Tyler Johnson's out for 3 weeks. Big problem. This week they got Memphis, LA, and Portland. And I think they might lose to Memphis. They're beating the Lakers, and they're losing to Portland. Is a pick'em game. They could beat Portland. They match up well against them. That's a pick'em game. So it's important for Miami to win some of these games. All right. I'm going to say 1-2. Next, at number 12, the San Antonio Spurs at 24-23. Everything the Spurs are doing, I think they're doing great. I think it's important that they re-sign DeMar DeRozan. You know, after initially being disappointed with what he brings to the table, they've kind of shifted to play better to his skill set, and he's been great. Probably should have been an all-star this year. Gets way too disrespected. Not feeling that at all. But they're always just about the young guys. Brian Forbes. Keldon Johnson. I think it's Keldon, if I don't pronounce it right. DeJounte Murray and more. This week they got Cleveland, Denver, Dallas. Beating Cleveland. I think they're going to lose both games to Denver. Yeah, man, they got to win one of these games. I think they can beat Dallas. They can't go 1-4. Well, they will, maybe 1-3, but we'll see. I want to be wrong about that. Next, the Atlanta Hawks at 26-24. Injuries are starting to become a problem for Atlanta again. John Collins is out for about a week. Trae Young has been in and out the lineup. Danilo Gallinari has been inconsistent as far as his playing time all season. This week, they have the New Orleans Pelicans, Memphis, Chicago, and Charlotte. Lost to the Pelicans, lost to Memphis, beating Chicago, and definitely beating Charlotte. So I'll say 2-2 split. Knicks are 25-25. I want to say one thing about the Knicks. They're playing well. Tom Thibodeau should get credit. Julius Randle, I think, is leads league in minutes. Take from that what you want. He'll be fine. He's young. It won't affect him now. Take from that what you want. This week they got Brooklyn, Boston, Memphis, and Toronto. Really tough week for them. I think they're losing to Brooklyn. They could beat Boston. I think they're losing to Memphis, and I think they're beating Toronto. So worst case scenario, 1-4. It's important that they split, though. Boston Celtics at 25-25. This might be a make it or break it week for them. This week they have Philadelphia, New York Knicks, Minnesota, and Detroit. They will lose to Philadelphia. I think they can beat the Knicks. The Knicks is a pick-up game. They're definitely beating Minnesota. They're definitely losing to Denver. So 2-2. Again, 500 as the Celtics have been all season. Now we're going to get to some of the better teams. Let's run through this a little bit quickly. The Charlotte Hornets are number 16 in the NBA power rankings, 25-24. This week they got Oklahoma, Milwaukee, and Atlanta. I think they lose to OKC, they lose to Milwaukee, and they lose to Atlanta. I think they're going to lose 0-3. Memphis is 17 at 24-23. They got Miami, Hawks, Knicks, Indiana. That Miami's a pick'em game. I say they'll beat Miami. Let's say that Hawks game is another pick'em. I'm going to say they beat the Hawks. Lose to the Knicks and lose to Indiana. So 2-2. Indiana, Chicago, Minnesota, Indiana is 22-26, number 18 in the power rankings. Chicago, Minnesota, Orlando, and Memphis. I think they're going to lose to Chicago. They're going to beat Minnesota. They're going to beat Orlando, and they're going to lose to Memphis. So let's say 2-2. Number 19, Golden State, Milwaukee, Washington, and Houston. Big week for them. Steph Curry is as frustrated as he's been in a long time. Listen, so there's two things about the Warriors. One, and I haven't talked about this enough, Draymond Green as a scorer is where the age might be cooking in or just is something that's going to be a part of his game now. You know, before, if you had Draymond switch on a smaller player, you could post him up. He could hit the occasional open shot. He's not shooting a lot less. Again, defense is great. Passing is great. But that's not good because they can't play a ton of pick and roll because they're going to help off of Draymond a lot and have that extra defender in the paint. Also, James Wiseman is struggling. But they knew that. They knew he would struggle and go up and down as a prospect. He's kind of had some of this in college. But their thinking was, okay, we can get him to play through it, and at some point he'll show what he got. But to me, big men always take longer to develop. Now, I think the bigger problem for the Warriors is the rest of their roster. It's not good. All right? Just a lot of guys that are like 9th and 10th men getting a lot of millions. Andrew Wiggins is meh. His defense has been fine. He's been playing fine. He's been playing better, but man, I just wish somebody like hit him before their game. Not to hurt him, but he's gonna have like, I've never seen a guy play with like a lower energy motor. He's been fine on defense. I want to continue to reiterate that he's improved on defense, but I'm not a fan. The New Orleans Pelicans are 22-27, hanging on to that play-in game. This week they got Atlanta, Brooklyn, Philly, and Cleveland. They're gonna beat Atlanta. Brooklyn lost, Philly lost, Cleveland win. 2-2 split, pretty good for them. Got a lot of injuries. They did recently sign Isaiah Thomas. One time for a 32-year-old Isaiah Thomas coming back in the NBA. They're going to need his scoring. Lonzo came back the other night as they beat Houston and hit threes. I cannot speak enough of the development of him as a shooter. Coming out of UCLA, he shot 40%, but he kind of had a hitch in his shot, and a lot of guys are like, well, that's not going to work in the league, and it didn't. He struggled immensely playing next to LeBron. His shot fell apart. But, yo, he can legitimately shoot. Now, my only problem with Lonzo is, I guess you can shoot, but you are an athlete. You got a 40-inch vertical. You were pretty quick. And I don't see the going to the rim stuff that I always saw. Now, that can come, maybe the floater teardrop, but I need to go into the rim stuff to start to improve for Lonzo. But, again, Lonzo's getting paid this offseason. The minimum, we're going to start at $17 million. We're going to start there. This week they got, I already said that, 21 the Chicago Bulls, 20-28. I watched the Bulls game the other night versus Brooklyn, and I do like what I see. Now, I thought they would play a lot of big, heavy lineups. I saw way too much Daniel Tice and Markkanen and Vucevic together. It's kind of slow-footed. But, okay, I'm fine with at least two of those guys. So I'm fine with Tice as more of a power forward. Also, until Vucevic goes out and can play center. I don't know. I think they put Markkanen more on the perimeter to kind of do some stuff. I like some of the stuff. I don't like some of the other stuff. We'll see. I need to watch more of that. We'll give an update of that on Wednesday. The Bulls' defense is not good. They have given up 114 points a game over the past 7 games. That's going to make or break this team. They got some guys on here, but it might not be enough. We'll see. So this week they got Indiana, Toronto, Atlanta, and Minnesota. I think they're going to beat the Indiana. I think they're going to beat Toronto. I think they're going to lose to Atlanta and beat Minnesota. 3-1 is pretty good for them. Sacramento is 22-28. They're number 22 in the NBA power rankings. They're like 70% good enough to be a playoff team. I love De'Aaron Fox, but they need another guy. I don't know who that guy is. Maybe he's not on the team yet. You know, they're one of the teams that passed on Luka Doncic. They had some front court issues they're going to have to develop in the offseason. They're going to have to decide what they're going to do. They're going to pay some people. We will see. Buddy Hield is back to a full-time starter, which I thought was an interesting thing. Most people expect Luke Walton to get fired, but he's not been bad. In 22-28, they might be able to turn around and make a little noise. This week they got Minnesota, Detroit, and Utah. I don't know, man. I'm trying to look at a win here. Maybe Detroit. I think Minnesota's going to beat them. I'm going to say Detroit, and they're going to lose to Utah. So 1-2 this week. Listen, the Toronto Raptors are number 23 on the NBA power rankings at 19-30. They got the LA. Well, let me get to the good stuff. They got off to 17-17 after a 2-8 start, but they're falling apart again, and they're just not good. Nick Nurse said he will not tank. They're going to really try to push for this tournament play. They're a proud team. They just won a championship 2 years ago. I understand. This week they got the Lakers, Chicago, Cleveland, the Knicks. I'm going to give them Cleveland. They can win about... They can beat the Lakers, too. But I think the Lakers might beat them. It depends who plays. So I'm going to give them Cleveland. See them going 1-3. 24 to Oklahoma. Oklahoma has decided to stop playing Al Horford for the rest of the season. But that's okay by the NBA. Even though the NBA stepped in when they thought the Sixers were officially tanking. Even though no player that ever played on a Sixers uniform ever tried to lose a game. But they just said, we're not playing Al Horford no more. There's nothing wrong with him. NBA has no problem with that. I don't know about Adam Silver, y'all. I just don't know. This week, they got Detroit, Charlotte, Cleveland, and Philadelphia. Beating Detroit, beating Charlotte, beating Cleveland, losing to Philadelphia. I got them going 3-1. I know you think that's crazy, but unless they're playing a good team, they're going to beat the other bad teams. Washington is 25 on the power rankings list at 17-31. They should be better, but they're just not. Roy Hamuchamara has been a little bright spot for them. He had 30 points against Chicago. They're playing a lot better. Playing a lot better. Bradley Beal has been missing the past four games with a bruised hip. Nothing of too much concern. Westbrook is back to playing a lot better than he was in the beginning of the season. We'll see. We'll see. Toronto, Orlando, Golden State, and Phoenix. Let's go with a... They're beating Toronto. Orlando's going to be tough because they're going to be desperate, but they should beat Orlando. Lose to Golden State, lose to Phoenix. 2-2. Cleveland, to me, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't know. They should be better. They stink. They're 17-32. After starting out the season well, they've been falling apart. They've started Kevin Love back to the starting lineup. He's averaged 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 21 minutes versus Philadelphia and Miami. Eh. Played a dude a lot of money. We'll see if he stays in the season after this. His calf strain has been a big problem this season. San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder, Toronto, and New Orleans Pelicans. Lost to the Spurs, lost to OKC, lost to... I think they're going to go on four. I think they stink. Orlando stinks. Washington, Indiana, Milwaukee, losses. Detroit stinks. OKC, Denver, Sacramento, and Portland. They could win the Sacramento game. They're going 1-3. The Rockets, oh my God. It says, yo, the bottom of the NBA is really bad. 13-36, they're number 29 on the NBA power rankings. Phoenix, Dallas, Clippers, and Golden State, they might go 0-4. All right? And the Minnesota Timberwolves. You thought you seen bad, but you ain't seen bad enough. I'm going to give them a little credit. They played the Philadelphia 76ers the other night. Really competitive game. Anthony Edwards is taking a lot of shots. He's number 2 in shots behind Bradley Beal since March. Not great. Now, I think his talent's there, but I think discipline has to be the major part of his game as far as growing as a player. I don't know, man. They got a new coach. They played well after the coach came. He had a couple of good defensive strategies. I think D'Angelo Russell is playing tonight. He is questionable. But there's just too many guys that I just don't think are any good on this team. This week, they got Sacramento, Indiana, Boston, and Chicago. Saying it could be Sacramento, Indiana lost, Boston lost, Chicago. That's a pick'em game. 1-3. All right, a couple of news and notes before I get y'all out of here. I did not want to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes. So Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport got into it recently on social media. They had some DMs exchanged. Initially, it was about Charles Barkley and then Durant's dismissive interview. Durant said he asked a bunch of stupid questions. And then somewhere it took a left. It took a hard left. And I'm going to be respectful when I say this, but I do not feel bad. You know, because like, I don't know. Even today on social media, Skip and Shannon had my man on today, Michael Rapaport. Excuse me, I couldn't forget his name. And he played full victim at first, and then he kind of talked a little bit better. But I'm going to be honest with you. When I hear Michael Rapaport, he is one of the biggest trash talkers in media. That's kind of his thing. He's kind of an antagonist. So this whole, like, you know, walking my dog and people are saying stuff to me. Listen, Durant said things he shouldn't have said. He shouldn't let somebody like that get him out of character. But Durant likes to go back and forth. That's what he likes to do. But he got fined $50,000. He had to apologize, so it wasn't worth it. But I don't feel bad for Michael Rappaport. I don't think Durant should apologize at all. He could apologize to the NBA for the words he used and the slurs he used. But I'm not apologizing to Michael Rappaport. If y'all follow Michael Rappaport for the last 3 years, again, me as a guy that can kind of laugh at some NBA players if they make a bad play or something, but he ODs. He ODs. All right? He just does a little too much verbiage. The energy's strong, you know? Now, listen, in his defense, he has said plenty of things about good teams. And he is comical in a little bit of a way, but I'm not feeling this whole victim thing. No. Not going to pick a fight and then play the victim. I've seen that movie before. Couple other news and notes. We already talked about Jrue Holiday signing a $160 million extension. The Clippers did sign DeMarcus Cousins to a 10-day contract. So he is signed again with Rondo for the third team. That's really beautiful. I don't know. And I have no feeling about that. Maybe as a third big, they could see what he could do against certain matchups. He really struggles with his feet defensively. We'll see about that. What else? Okay, so the college basketball is coming to an end. So tonight is the college NCAA championship game, Gonzaga versus Baylor. I would like to this weekend talk about some draft picks. I think that'll be pretty cool. I'm a huge draft guy. There's some really fun picks this year in the NBA draft, so we're going to talk about that right now. Yo, so one more thing, really quick. I had talked about the Lakers briefly, but I wanted to get back to the Lakers and as far as free fall. So right now, they're number 5 at 31-19, all right? Portland is number 6 at 30-19. Dallas is 7 at 27-21. So they're not going to fall out the AFC then because they're still 7 games up behind Memphis. They're not going to fall that far. They're going to win a game, lose a game. They're going to be a 500 team to me. Or a little bit under 500. So let's say they fall to the 6th seed. So if they fall to the 6th seed, right now they will play the Clippers in the playoffs. That's not a great matchup to play in the first round, man. They're not going to get the 1 seed. Okay, so Phoenix is 34-14 as the 2 seed. They're only about 2 games behind, but they're going to lose some games here. LeBron James, I heard at least 3 more weeks. Anthony Davis, I heard 2 weeks. I don't know with either one of them. I just don't understand how you could play the end of the season, not have really any camaraderie, and go into the playoffs a full go and win all these games. Yo, let me tell you something. I said this before. If LeBron James wins the NBA championship this year and beats that Brooklyn Nets team, yo, man, that Jordan conversation, man, that's dead. That Jordan conversation, because the teams he's beating is just surpassing the talent that Jordan's playing, all right? So, again, Lakers are 31-19 in that 5th seed. I think they're going to free fall a little bit. Nothing too crazy. All right, listen. Real quick, I want to talk about tonight's picks and get y'all out of here. We won't even do plus minus. We'll just talk about who's going to win the game. Shout out to FanDuel, too. If my numbers get up, I'd hopefully like to get a – I would love – let me have an honest moment with y'all. All right, so one, I know I haven't been doing 2 podcasts a week. I said I was going to do 2. I've been sticking to 1. I'm going to commit to 2 this weekend. If I do not give 2 podcasts this week – do 2 podcasts this week, I'm going to donate $20 to one of my subscribers, all right? How you can get that, if I don't do it, you like this post on Instagram, the Know Your Role Player podcast. Hashtag Know Your Role Player, KnowYaRoleplayer. All right? If I do not post on Saturday – Sunday, you can put in the comment section 20. The first one is in there. Because I don't post on Saturday, they're getting a $20 bill. All right. And either way, you should be following that page. How about that? Wizards and Raptors play tonight. I got the Wizards. Knicks and Nets play tonight. I got the Nets. Jazz and Mavericks. I'm going to pick the Mavericks in the upset. Kings, Sacramento. These teams both stink. I think the Timberwolves stink a little bit more. I'm going to take the Kings. Pistons and Thunder. The Thunder are really starting to not play anybody. Pistons still play hard. Even they beat bad teams, beat a couple of good ones. I got the Pistons. Cavaliers, Spurs all the way. and the Suns and Rockets. Phoenix is a 14-point favorite. Put the money on Phoenix to win by 14 and enjoy your night. I'm feeling good this week. I'm feeling so good. 3 podcasts this week. Why not? So we're going to come back with a Wednesday podcast, and we're going to talk about a few topics. But one of the big topics, and I did not forget Elgin Baylor, y'all. That's for the Saturday pod. All right? But one of the few topics I want to talk about is future. I almost want to do it about this, but I want to get those power rankings out there. Last year was a power ranking. I want to get back to that. But on Wednesday, I want to talk about who will be the best player in the NBA in 5 years. So let that marinate. You know, I'm going to maybe see if I can find a separate post. Yo, listen, if you know any graphic designers for Twitter or Instagram or Facebook that do NBA designs, tell them to holler at me. We're kind of doing an overhaul of the whole brand, and we want to get some stuff to look a lot better. So listen, as always, thank you for your support. Please like, share, and subscribe. YouTube coming this summer. Okay, good question. When is the YouTube coming? So it's a two-part thing. I have to move before YouTube happens, okay? Because YouTube, you have to see my face where I'm at. I used to record in the library at Penn, all right? I can't do that anymore because of the pandemic. I'm hoping in August that I can start to record in the library again because he has some really nice recording rooms and I can just, you know, record there. I have a camera that I paid a decent amount of money for that's really good. I'd like to use it and show it to y'all. I did not forget about YouTube at all, but I have to move first because it takes time to do that. All right. And then you have to commit to how many episodes you're doing that for. All right. But I didn't forget about it. I did not forget about it. All right. Anything else? Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, I'm going to get to a couple of injuries, and then I'm going to get you out of here. Kristaps Porzingis is out with a sprained wrist. No timeline for a return. It's something he's been dealing with for a number of weeks, Rick Carlisle says. So we're going to hope for the best. He's averaging 20 points, 8.9 rebounds. Yo, listen, man. At some point, Dallas has to look at Kristaps and says, yeah, I don't know, dog. He's fine when he plays. He doesn't play enough. He gets hurt way too much. I don't know, dog. But more importantly, it's important for Dallas to not do Luka how they did Dirk at the end of his career. If y'all don't remember, after Dirk won the championship, for the next 4 years, he was still really good, and they did not put good rosters together for him. I don't know if y'all remember, at the end of his career, you know, Dirk kept taking discounts. Remember he took a discount for Chandler Parsons? Chandler Parsons? Yo, man, stop playing around, man. So, listen, it's very important for Dallas, like a decent market, to get good players around the league, all right? And if that ain't Porzingis, cut your ties, man, please. And remember, the Knicks have Dallas' pick, so it's very important. Dallas is going to make the playoffs. I still think they're Luka's been – at three-point shots, got up. You know, as much as I like to roast him, he's been playing better. Another injury. Malik Beasley out 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring. That's tough because I think today was going to mark the first time that they had Towns, Beasley – Russell and Anthony Edwards all together playing the same time. I think they only played 5 games together, Towns and Russell, this season. So that sucks. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks. He's been averaging 19 points, 4.4 rebounds, and 2.4 assists. He has been one of the most consistent shooters and scorers. For a bad team, he has been a little bit of a bright spot, and that sucks. Harden has injured his hamstring. He is available to play tonight versus the Knicks. Drew Holiday said signing the extension was an easy decision. I mean, $160 million, I hope it would be. But we're going to come back Wednesday and Saturday this week, all right? I know my first 2 seasons, I did the 3 podcasts. And again, I did it because it's easy access. I can leave the job, walk down the street to the library, go to the gym, go home, and catch the games at night. It was like the perfect system. And the plan is, when I move eventually, leave work in the morning, record the podcast, go to the gym, 7 o'clock, I am home watching the games. That is the dream, all right? So I appreciate y'all for all the support. Wednesday pod, Saturday pod. We're going to give the people what they want. I know y'all want some pods. I've missed a little bit of pod time. Went past my week, so we're not doing it again. So we're going to give you all 3 pods this week. 3. All right. As always, I appreciate the love and support. Peace. Oh, one more thing. I forgot to tell y'all it's Monday. So look, I haven't done this in a while. Let me take my hat off for this. Yo, it's Monday. Monday, attack the week. A lot of times, I notice a lot of people on Monday kind of dragging, ugh, it's Monday, you know, why me? I know the corona and the pandemic is tough, but it's a very important attack the week and get what you want out of this week, all right? Planning is important. Writing things down is important. Attack the week and get ready. Yeah, I mean, don't, it's your life. You know, feel passionate about it. You know, don't do not. The worst thing to me, one of the worst things to me that you can do in life is just go through the motions. Don't go through the motions. All right, if you're not right, get right. But if you're just in a little bit of a slump, kind of get yourself together. Leave a little bit earlier. Drink an extra glass of water. Cold shower. All right, let's attack Monday and have a strong week. I'm going to set the tone with y'all for 3 podcasts. All right. I appreciate and love all y'all. Peace.